What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 929 FM, ESPN. Hopefully you're having a pleasant hump day on this May 14th so far. We've got a lot to discuss. Slick got a pretty full newsy day. Certainly, I give him a round of applause if you don't mind, Brad. I don't know if you're aware, but John looks like has won the long shot contest he was forced into. He did that last night. Pacers, salute. They're going to the Eastern Conference Finals for the second straight year. This time they dispatched the top seed, which looked very fraudulent and falling. I understand they had injury concerns. But did you see Miles Turner just swat Jaren Allen? Just swat him up out of there. It's just a looked like a team that was ready to fold it up, especially after Tyrese Haliburton had brought him back. A lot of NBA action to talk about. My long shot, Denver. Coach Jokic gave it everything he had, didn't he? He did in that game. John's nodding, and he did. John watched it. Fourth quarter was just too much OKC. They go up 3-2 now. It's looking bleak for Denver. I can still win, though, because they were a longer shot at the time. But it's looking bleak. I think that series is over. We got a lot to discuss locally, too. Cal was in town yesterday, and he was making news. Look forward to discussing that with my partner. Also, John, Penny Hardaway got a player that I can't wait to discuss with you because he's white.
He's white. Eminem. Mason Matthews.
You got to be kidding me.
Marshall Mathers.
It's Eminem. I did not put that part on it, or else I would have added it to my monologue.
That's right.
Very clever.
Yeah. This one kind of came out of nowhere. We were talking about we need that pipeline from Southwest, right? We were talking about how we got to rebuild that. Well, Mason stopped into Southwest for a cup of tea.
He sure did. He did play at Southwest.
Yeah, he's coming over from Lane College.
Okay.
But
so he's used to playing with the brothers.
Yes, absolutely. My guess is, I don't know this for a fact, but, you know, Mason may identify more as a brother, given his...
Like you did early in your life. I didn't mean to crack you up like that this morning, I mean, but you did. That hit home, didn't it?
It did.
Okay,
it did.
Okay.
I never really...
I knew we were going to enjoy talking about this signing.
I never stopped, though. I never stopped. I just, the society forced me, you know?
You had to conform to your natural, didn't you?
Society gave you no choice, man. Mm-hmm. I just saw the perks. I saw the perks of the white adulthood, you know what I mean?
You better be careful here, or you give away too many of your secrets.
Anyway, we'll get into all of that today here on the show. Yeah, pretty busy for a May 14th Wednesday, because at 12:20, we're going to be joined by John Calipari. He's not the only coach that's making his return to Memphis this year. It's Josh Pastner. Now, I was out, I think, for something. I don't remember what. Maybe I was gone. I was traveling. And yeah, I know you had Josh on the show.
We did.
But it was before he got the UNLV job.
Right before.
And you didn't even know he was up for it.
No, not UNLV. We knew that he had been involved. He kept what he said. His line was waiting for the right spot.
Right.
But no, at that point, Josh had not been connected to UNLV publicly. No, so I did not know when I was interviewing him. We were talking about media, but I said, Josh, you're coming back. When's
right.
it going to happen?
Right.
And then literally it was like days later.
Yeah, this is.
So he could have told me if he'd like to, but he had been in meetings.
Yeah, yeah. This is definitely.
And that's where he was.
The first time that we're going to get to catch up with him since he's.
Since he was named.
Yeah, and he's been out of coaching since.
Is it two years?
Is it?
One year, 2 years, right? Because he had all the jobs.
Yeah.
You were talking about it. And then he added more jobs.
He was at Georgia Tech till 2023, yeah. So
there you go.
So really only two seasons, yeah.
Hmm?
Only two seasons he was out of the game. And he's back in. And now he's doing the UNLV thing. So we'll talk to him about the job. And
I'm sure he'll be
Vegas.
In town this weekend for UIBL.
Yeah.
Every coach in America is going to be here.
If not this weekend, he'll definitely be in town, obviously, later this year because the Tigers are hosting UNLV.
Right.
So a lot to get into with Josh Pastner. He'll join us. At 12:20, 12:25. Then at 1:25, it is a big weekend in Memphis.
Absolutely huge.
EYBL, the EYBL live period. One of only two this year. Is that correct?
Live periods?
Yeah.
Yes. This is the one they get before June. It's their spring one.
Yeah.
And then you're talking about live for the coaches.
Yes.
And then the Peach Jam.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Nike, that's what I'm trying to tell you, dude.
Yeah.
When they made you session two, put you right here, they said, okay, we're giving you the coaches here. Because they could have flipped it. You could have been session one like you were last year.
Yeah.
And so, yes, you now have the bounty that is for Memphis. That is all these coaches coming to town on top of the players.
Yeah.
You heard J.J.
I mean, you used to have
you're talking about 8,000 hotel rooms. I mean, you're having to go outside of town to get a hotel room.
Maybe right.
Call a hotel right now and see if you can get one this weekend in the area. I bet you can't.
Well, you used to have.
And that's great for the city.
A ton of live periods, right? You used to have the April live period.
Yeah, they cut all that down.
The July live period.
Remember, we used to talk about coaches. And they went week after week, and their eyeballs would roll in the back of their heads because all that. And so.
But now they've just, you got two. That's
basically, I think. I mean, don't hold me to it. I'm not sure of the schedule like I used to be.
No, I think that's true.
No, you got that one. You got the one before June, which is this one. It's essentially the spring live period. And then you get the summer one.
Yeah, exactly right. So this is a big event.
Huge
weekend. We'll talk to Hurd about the best players. Who's in it? Who do we need to see? Who do we need to pay attention to?
His chances this year. I mean, he's gone 3-1 in the two previous sessions here. But again, this is different in that you'll have the coaches in attendance.
Now, is this qualifying for Peach Jam?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Bro, do you remember what you used to do?
Not
You've
really.
Gotten so high on the hog now.
Yeah.
You don't even remember your history.
I don't remember.
We're session two. Remember, it's four sessions.
Yeah.
Last one's the Peach Jam. You qualify for it. All the top teams
go. Session three is not live, so it won't have coaches there.
Correct. That's been us the last couple of years. We were session one, I think, last year.
Got it.
That's why now you understand what I'm saying.
When Nike
hooks you up like that.
Yeah, for sure.
And makes you the session that the coaches can come into.
That's right.
You got to salute Nike, give them respect.
Yeah, I wonder how many head coaches we'll see. I mean,
Oh, you're going to see all of them.
Yeah.
You have to understand that. This is their chance to get an eye on them before the summertime. They can sort of pack it up, get that done, right, with their recruiting coordinators and everything else.
Yep.
Hurd will tell you. He'll educate us.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to catching up with Hurd at 1:25.
Real quick, I'm going to ask him. Like, Nike did a thing for KD at the last one.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Now, we know Team Thad's involved, and they're the Nike-sponsored outfit here locally, but could there be something with Ja?
Yeah.
Considering he's,
He is a Nike
And Ja athlete. Did a EYBL shoe last year. I'm just saying, keep your antenna up, people. I'm trying to... be on the lookout. We'll ask her what he thinks.
Yeah. So we'll do that at 1:25. So that is the show today. But we do have two bits of news for Memphis basketball that we need to get to. And maybe, this will take two segments, right? Because we do have the open first hour, so we'll see. But the more interesting bit of news is the return, possibly, of John Calipari to FedEx Forum to play Memphis. Now, it would not be in an official game capacity, but I didn't even know this until somebody DM'd me 30 minutes before he was scheduled to start speaking. But Cal was here last night.
The Arkansas version of the Big Orange Caravan, right?
We had not talked
whatever
about
they,
it. I didn't
whatever
realize
they call that.
That
thing in Arkansas.
I didn't know it was happening before, because I feel like we would have talked about it. Like, I feel like we would have mentioned that. Like, this dude's coming back to Memphis. He was at Ghost River last night.
Mm-hmm.
It was there that he spilled the beans for the first time on something that could be in the works for Memphis and Arkansas. We've got the audio. This was John Calipari last night in Memphis.
Yeah, so there you have it. Cal says a couple of things. One is that St. Jude is involved, and I think that's probably the most important thing, but also an opportunity to honor some of his former players at the University of Memphis would be a part of this, which, you can feel how you want to feel about Cal. That man definitely has always taken care of the guys that have played for him, and it makes a lot of sense to me that that would be conditional upon it. This would be elite, Jason, if they could get this done. It seems like it's headed that way. I wish it was a regular season game? Sure. But, I mean, an exhibition will be enough for me to get down there and, whatever you want to do. You want to boo Cal, you want to cheer Cal, whatever. You do whatever it is you do. You know, seems like it'd be a damn good time.
It's great. We mentioned this last year when we talked about UNC and Memphis and the opportunity maybe that this was the way that you could get Cal to do it. Because you and I are at a point now where we've been ready to sort of put the hatchet down, whatever it is. Remember, was going to come back for being honored at Memphis around Hall of Fame induction for him. You know, that gets just, you know, basically the rug pulled out from underneath it or whatever the decision by Memphis. But we were still at a point, well, you need to do this. But what we'd said back then is still important now. This, number one, is about St. Jude. Number two, you want people to go.
Yes.
Remember, St. Jude needs you to buy tickets.
That's correct.
So you can turn this, so they hope to turn this into a regular season event. John's told you that. Jeff's told you that, right? And so you need butts in seats. You can get that with Cal. And very smartly, at first I was like, yeah, of course, you know, make it about St. Jude, Cal, not necessarily about yourself. Very smartly, Cal's right. You know what will put Memphis fans in seats? Some will say, well, I'm not going down. This thing's about Cal, right? Put the players down there. Put Supreme Bay down there. Put Joey Dorsey down there. Put Antonio Anderson down there, right? And no, it's not to show up Arkansas side of this at all, but it'll have the Memphis butts in seats because you make it that. You make a reunion. And that ends up benefiting St. Jude in a way that, listen, last year, John, I was looking for it. Wasn't the attendance, I don't know that we got a number of actual butts in seats, but wasn't it a little bit disappointing? Like, I thought we came away from that, man. If we're going to do this and St. Jude's going to be able to turn this into a regular season event, John's nodding. He's agreeing. That's what I thought. Then that we're going to need more. Yep. Well, this is perfect. You get,
we had the guy that put the game on.
100%.
Come on the show.
Exactly. I thought so. I thought you had him on. I couldn't think of his name. I thought you brought him on, though.
Chris Boyson.
There you go.
Yeah.
We said, I mean, we got to support this thing and get behind it if we're going to turn into a regular season event. We've talked about that, why that would be good for Memphis. You get ranked teams in here to play during the regular season. What are you talking about? You need as many good home dates as possible, right? We've talked about that down in FedEx Forum. I mean, this upcoming home season. So, Cal's perfect. And for those, again, that aren't ready or may never be, like you, I've heard you with Jeff talk about your brother-in-law. He's always going to hate Cal. He said he's put his foot down. Okay. Well, would your brother-in-law go down? And folks like him,
yes.
When you got the whole core of guys down there, and you know they're coming,
they would go to boo Cal.
And you know those Tigers, those old Tigers are coming. As soon as Cal puts out the call, you know they're coming. And then you got an event that's probably putting 12 to 15, maybe more down there. That's a reunion that a lot of folks have said, John,
yes, exactly,
they've wanted for a long time. I mean, even Supreme Bay's come on and talked about it. You know, I didn't just want my number up there, and I want the entire team. So this has been long overdue, and the fact that you can sort of use this platform that St. Jude's game here, and it benefits the best cause ever, just makes it perfect,
yes,
right? And I like that. Cal Smart, include the players, right? This ain't about you and coming back for that first time in FedEx Forum as an opposing coach against Memphis. It's a make it a reunion thing.
Yeah.
People will go.
Yep.
That's what matters.
Yep.
Tickets bought. Hey, and then maybe this thing becomes the, you know, this is the springboard to making it the regular season event that you hope to.
I think that's the next thing, is that, you know, you want this
gotta,
springboard.
Got to pack this in first. Need to do it.
Because, you know, exhibitions are great, but nobody at large really cares about them.
Right. How do you get people hyped for an exhibition?
Yeah.
Right.
And I think this is the best way that you could do it. If you
very can, smart.
I mean, the only thing that would probably be better than this would be Duke. I mean, if you just say we're bringing Duke in,
as part of this, and I think people would go to that.
I mean, they had UNC last year. I know it's UNC, and it's, you don't, you know, it's Hubert Davis, but it was UNC.
You're right. I think
it was Duke with Cooper Flag, and maybe that adds another layer, but this is it, John.
North Carolina is an elite brand. There's no doubt.
I think this is the formula that you hope will pop off as an exhibition because it's Cal, bro. And it's 2008 all over again. Yeah. If you can get most of those guys down, and why wouldn't they be here?
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, it very different than the time he came back to play in the tournament, right?
Because that was
very neutral. It was almost 100%. Like it wasn't even Memphis' building.
Yeah,
you know, this would be very Memphis, very nostalgic.
So I said, you're going against the Tigers.
You're bringing back guys that you
coach. And that's the other part of it that we know about Cal. Now here's the other part. He ain't gonna play you in the regular season. He don't want to do that home and home where it counts for real. You know that.
Yeah.
There's still, he doesn't want to, you know, again, show me. I mean, because it makes too much sense to have Arkansas, Memphis doing a home and home right now. I just don't think, you know, we've talked about maybe a neutral would do.
Yeah.
But Cal don't want to lose to you when it counts, probably. This is perfect for
him. He's not going
to
give you a shot.
It's the way to do it, right? Memphis beats me. Hey, it's for St. Jude.
That's right.
And he will put the best face on it.
Absolutely.
And say all the right things. But the most important thing is you will have butts in seats for an event that hopefully turns into a regular season event that is benefiting that Memphis athletic department. The fact you get a great game out of it every year.
Yeah,
absolutely. And it's counting down at FedEx.
You're building it, and this is only year two of it. And, you know, obviously I think you go from North Carolina to Arkansas with Cal. That's already a huge jump. That's already a huge improvement to me, just in terms of relevance to the city, right?
No question.
So you're
what you're selling. You're selling tickets in the end.
I mean, there's no doubt.
To an exhibition game.
Because they had a hard time with that. Even with Carolina, they had a hard time
with
it last
year. That's what I'm telling you. Yeah,
they should not have an issue with this. I don't know how many Arkansas fans would make the trip. They might. They're kind of crazy.
I don't expect the Ole Miss, Mississippi State contingent that we obviously had come in for regular season games this year.
Right.
No. But a few, sure.
Yeah, I mean, if you get 2,000.
I think this is the formula that puts Memphis back down at FedEx Forum to see those guys again. You're selling reunion as much as you're selling exhibition game.
That's right.
Right? Reunion of the 08 team, 07-08.
You got a lot of Arkansas fans that live in, you know, Marion or West Memphis or Osceola or whatever.
And you don't have to limit to them. I know Cal said make it a celebration of all the guys. I mean, bring back Tyreek. I mean, he's 09. Bring him back.
Hell yeah.
All of that. It doesn't have to just be, I'm saying 08 because of that team, and we've never had it, essentially. But yes, bring them all back. Bring 09. Bring Earl Barron back. Love me some Earl Barron.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? This is easy.
It would be great.
And then you know what I'd do, too? I'd get me some Arkansas guys. I'd get Todd Day up in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd get Corey Beck and Dwight. Where they at? I'd get them in there, too.
Yeah.
People will buy tickets for that.
I think they will.
We can flip it and turn it to a regular season event. And most importantly, it's benefiting St. Jude in the best way possible. But now we're maximizing this opportunity that's there for us.
And you know, maybe this is the springboard where somebody notices and they're like, hey, all right, now it's time to throw the weight of St. Jude. We've proven that Memphis can pack the place, give it if it's the right opponent.
Need the right opponent.
Let's make this a TV event in the regular season.
Remember, they have to pay. That was the other part that makes this difficult. They have to pay the teams, right? Saying you out of that, you got the NIL stuff. You got to do that. So,
well, players era pays.
That's
regular season.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to do that. You got to make it hot. You got to sell it.
I mean, make it.
And hopefully, this is the perfect.
Make
formula.
It a St. Jude Invitational, bro. Like, make it like a 4-team field. You know what I'm saying? Just you can get creative with it.
Yeah.
And then you could pay. You know, just like players.
Well, hopefully, yeah. You get all that taken care of for them because it's become so big. People have jumped on, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Players era has a ton of teams.
Now that's where everybody's trying to get
4, 8, 12, 16. They got 18 teams.
That's a dream you're talking about.
That's basically
if you could build it that big.
That's
that'd be
basically
huge.
Like a miniature tournament.
Now it doesn't benefit anything, does it?
No, I don't think there's a charity.
Yeah, there's
angle
not. There's not a charity angle to that.
You just get the
and that money
NIL.
Can come from
I don't remember how.
I mean,
million,
that charity
million.
Component has to make this more difficult for them, or certainly more layered. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
of just handing out money to these schools and players.
The only non-Power Five.
You have to be careful.
You got St. Joe's, San Diego State, and UNLV are in players there this year. And the rest is just, you know, in Gonzaga, but, you know, they're kind of, they don't even really count. The rest of it's like SEC, Big 12, Big 10.
Well, if Cantel, John, and I are excited, we hope it happens.
Yeah, I mean, this will be awesome. Even if you get, you know, again, we've talked about,
how I feel about Cal. Like, I miss Cal. Like, I love everything he did here. I miss those times. Those were formative times for me.
Well, I'm sure he'll be able to, available for you to kiss his hand.
Well, I mean, what I would do to get back to those. Dude, I would.
I know. Jeff made that point. It's very true. I mean, the year since, let's be real, they should have melted away any.
I would kiss.
Probably should.
I would kiss.
Should have forgiven.
A frog with a current herpes outbreak to get those days back.
No, the herpes doesn't go away, does it?
But it's,
I think it's for life.
It is, but it's very manageable. It's not.
You knew that quickly.
Well, you should actually do some research on herpes. 90% of the world has it. 90% of the world has it. So that's why I'm willing to do it.
Brad looks shocked. Is there a chance that two of three of us in here don't have it?
Unlikely. If you've kissed multiple people, unlikely. I don't know. Brad might be a one-woman man.
He has been for a long time, as you know.
But, you know, herpes.
Was in Vegas, though.
Herpes actually
long
is.
That long time ago.
Most people have it. They don't know they have it.
We need to check. Next story.
90% of herpes is asymptomatic.
That was me asking him.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm willing. That's why I'm willing to kiss the frog with the herpes outbreak.
You know what?
It's asymptomatic. I'll just deal with it.
I get it. I'm ready to talk about the white player at Memphis. I cannot talk anymore. You seem to have a lot of knowledge, and you want to share it on herpes.
I know a lot about everything.
That was never part of today's show for me.
I'm just saying that's what I would do.
It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That's too much.
No,
Cal did a lot. He understands he understands that you're grateful to him. You understand?
A championship,
you don't need to do
appearance
that.
Is for life.
You're a grown man
herpes
now.
Championship.
You're national.
Same thing.
You're national.
That's right.
You're not some local yokel. You are a national college basketball
that's
expert.
Fine.
You don't need to be kissing frogs with herpes.
But I'm saying that's what
he
I would
understands
do.
That you understand.
Right.
What he did for you and
see,
this program.
That's,
and I heard a caller that sounded like your age.
That's how far,
like,
I'm willing to go.
Y'all got so connected. Your age in particular, your generation got so connected.
Yes, bro.
Through that time with Cal. I heard it in his voice in one of the callers to Jeff that was ready to say, yeah,
I mean,
come on.
I'll
back.
Be 34 in July.
Like, maybe even a way that, yeah, that's that goes beyond, probably does, than what I experienced in those mid-80s with those teams that were more Memphis. We'll say that, right? They were still more Memphis. But, no, man, I respect what you've got. I respect that bond. I just don't want you kissing anything with herpes, you know? Sounds like you. Good chance you might already have it.
I mean, look it up.
You said 90.
90% of the world has it.
Yeah.
All right? I just need, during the break, I want you to look it up.
No.
Be shocked.
Just like laying dormant in us if we were to have it.
Correct. Like, okay, so there's different types of herpes, right?
Yeah.
You have genital herpes, which is not as common.
Okay.
Right? The kind that's common is the oral herpes.
Okay.
That you likely will never even know you have. Cold sores. Everybody gets cold sores, right? That's
right.
Herpes.
Yeah.
That's we just destigmatized it.
Oh.
You ever had a cold sore?
Actually, no.
Me neither.
Okay, so then both of you guys should be in the clear.
We got them clean lips, don't we?
You guys,
we're clear, Jason.
You guys should be in the clear, man.
We clear.
Nothing here.
We all clear.
But it's really unfortunate. You guys should look into it.
Is it unfortunate?
Yeah, because
it's unfortunate how many have it.
Babies get it from their relatives kissing them. Like, it literally transmits that way. Like, it's crazy.
So you've been careful about who kisses your kids.
We actually are. We're very, like, we especially when they're very young, we're like, hey,
no.
Ain't going to be no kissing.
Even Nana.
If they want to get herpes from a frog to get the days of Memphis' basketball's glory back, they can do that. But we're not going to make that choice for them.
I just think you went too far.
I don't think it's that big of a deal. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think you need to
stop
destigmatizing the disease.
For guys like The Rock, you know, you'll wash his drawers. For Cal, you just shake his hand, you say thank you. Appreciate you doing this for St. Jude.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to the event, and
clearly,
there's
some things you'd like some time with him in the back.
I'd like to
tell him how much that.
Well, I don't know
those years meant to you.
I don't think he would really like.
But you're field of 68 now, so it would matter.
Yeah,
to
I
him.
Am. I am. But
it
I
would matter more than just your average Joe telling him this.
I would worry a little bit that it wouldn't mean as much to him as it did to me.
When
therefore,
he walked away like Jay Williams did.
Oh, dude, did that story break
you.
The air?
Bro, what are you? You told it.
Okay, I just didn't know. I just didn't know if him. I couldn't remember.
Then
I,
it would hurt your soul to a point you may never recover from.
I've never done events nor had John on the show weekly for a year, so it would not offend me in the same way, right? But it would hurt my inner child.
Oh, I already know.
If
I know
my inner teenager, right? If it didn't hit with him as much as it did with me.
Maybe someone will send this to Cal.
Well, I think, yeah.
Because if I were him, I'd stay away from you during this exhibition because you sound like you got a lot to say.
Well, I don't have much to say.
And so he can just
get
wind of it through this.
And honestly, he needs to know that most people in Memphis don't hate him.
Bro, he walks around Memphis, people telling him they love him all the time.
You're right. You're right.
He's here.
It's healed. We've healed.
We have. There's the folks that call in.
Yeah. I didn't hear the calls with Jeff. Were they mostly complimentary?
Well, oh, yes. Okay. Yes. That's but you said your brother-in-law is not one of the.
I asked him. I said, "Those people." I said, "We got to go to the exhibition." He's like, "We have no choice, but I might go to jail." I mean,
how is brother-in-law on forgiveness? Just period.
Obviously,
in his life.
Not great.
Right.
Obviously,
right. Those kind of people. Right. That was a forgiving voice. That was somebody that had long ago buried the hatchet for putting us on hold and taking them players up to Kentucky.
I mean,
I'd let it go. Listen again. See, I had to let it go.
Bro, you sounded
no
like a lost soul that had been found, bro.
It sounded like, I mean, still to this day, I get that excited thinking about him coming on our show. If we could do it again, I would probably sound just like
that. Was day one,
That wasn't
it?
Day one. It was
early.
First 2 weeks. It was first
Super
2 weeks.
Super early in the show.
What that was really was Jason had anxiety about whether or not Cal was going to show up, and the fact that he did end up showing up, that was what that really was.
A nice pull.
Because you had been advertising him, you know what I mean? So you were...
Oh, I can easily say it was all Memphis Sports Hall of Famer Ken Bennett that had arranged that.
I believe he did
because
that.
Because if it had not been for Ken Bennett, Cal would have never even spoken a word on our show. And he really only said about 8 or 9 words.
No, he didn't even let us ask a question. I just remember him saying, like, you know, you guys got a good
one
down there.
And this guy wants to go spend 10 minutes with him and dress him down with kisses.
It was still pretty new, though. It was still, you know, pretty raw.
No, I'm the one that sounded like, in fairness to you, I'm the one that sounds like right there. I want to dress him down.
Right. No, you did. You did.
Mwah!
You're like pulling his pant leg.
Thank you for a wait.
Yeah.
We lost.
But
thank you.
If my memory serves, he was like, you guys got a good one down there and Tubby Smith. You know, he was just raving about Tubby. You know, that's all I remember him doing. And then, like, he kind of just big boyed us. Like, he didn't even let
us. No, he said he knew. He said, my dad was a good man. Yes. John, I don't know you.
That's right.
I don't know you.
He said, I don't know who you are.
It was very similar, again, to Jay Williams seeing you again.
Yeah, well, he shouldn't have known me. Like,
Jay,
there was no reason for him to know me.
Jay, there was an actual, we thought, relationship with.
We did an event at Shoot 360, bro. We literally played horse because you threw up 15 bricks.
I'm telling you, there's something going on there. And you cannot hold that against him. He's got something.
That's on him.
I'm not.
He's got a neurological.
It might not even
disorder.
Be jerk thing.
Oh,
it
I
might
see.
Be a neurological. John, that's what I'm trying to tell John.
From the motorcycle accident.
John's clearly accepted that it could.
Yeah,
be.
I mean, I just, you know,
there's no way you didn't leave an impression, bro, with the way you shot the ball.
Well, we shot it pretty similarly, honestly.
I'll tell you, when that dude jumped off the Grizzlies, he completely forgot about everybody he'd ever talked to.
And he tweets like,
remember, he used to say this was a championship was coming up here, pretty much. He was one of the first on.
I don't hold it against him. I don't hold it.
He's,
whatever.
I'm telling
on.
You. There's a good chance it was not his fault.
Right. There's just some lapses in
neurological issues.
Yeah. And he meets a lot of people, I'm sure. So give him the benefit.
You did
of that.
Offer that story to the public, which I think just says a lot about you.
Yeah.
It says a lot about the kind of guys why we love
be,
you.
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to keep it a buck every time. I mean, I, you know.
He's national, but not everybody knows
yet. A lot of people would not have wanted to say that out loud.
100%. They have never told that story.
And it was definitely like, again, I don't know if I've told the D'Angelo story on the air. I mean, maybe I have not. We'll save that one for another time and place.
No, you have. You told it with Jeff in here, I'm sure. I know for sure with Jeff, and then recently, I think.
There are two moments that I truly felt humbled beyond existence in a way, and it was that time when D'Angelo told me, he called me to tell me how busy he was, hour by hour, of what he was doing in that day and why he could not come on the show, right? I don't hold anything ill will.
I say he did take the time
to
explain it.
But unnecessary, I would say.
Some don't, though.
And then Jay Williams somehow not remembering who I was, despite the fact that we did an event and he came on my radio show every week for a year. You know, I how that happened, I have no idea. But those were the two times that I can recall being like truly humbled beyond belief, where I'm like, all right, I'm a different man now. I'm a different man than when I was before this conversation took place. you know? So that's why I'm always hesitant to, like, when something matters so much to me.
This cow thing.
Yeah, like
I'm just putting the mirror up.
When something matters so much to me, I'm now very, very sensitive to.
And that's why we don't want to see you get your heart broken pouring it out to Cal.
You know how it goes, right? Like when something matters so much to you, but it's not met.
Yes.
You know, you feel underwhelmed and disappointed.
John, we know exactly what you're talking about.
You know what I mean? So I would just shake his hand. I would say, man.
Now we're talking.
The memories were amazing, you know, and you were a big part of that.
And he would wink.
All love. All love.
Don't pull him in. Just. Yeah, because John grabbed his other hand and looked weird.
Yeah.
Just the handshake.
Yeah.
That's good. He's going to wink.
Yeah.
He's going to remember that. That's from a national guy, Field of 68. John Martin paid his respects.
I love Cal.
Very succinctly, very quickly, and he moved on.
I genuinely love Cal. And those moments were some of the best of my life. Those years of coming up and seeing the Tigers in the Elite Eight in the Final Four every damn year.
Every year.
I will cherish those on my deathbed. I'll be like, damn, you remember 08? Man, we were down 7 against UAB with a minute left, came back, won that one. We, you know, had 1-2. We beat USC. We beat UConn. We beat Oklahoma. We beat Georgetown, Arizona.
See, that's what, again, we feel it.
Yeah.
You don't need to unload this on
UCLA,
him.
UCLA, Michigan State. I mean, not line them up, knock them down. We were taking everybody's. You know
don't
I mean?
Love.
Yes, bro. Joey Dorsey had the dunk on Drew Neitzel.
Good one.
I mean, we were doing it all.
There isn't
then.
A detail you don't remember.
Really, there isn't about that year. There are some I don't really remember about I remember the 50-45 ugliness against UCLA in the Elite Eight. Was it that one with like Sean Williams?
Man, you know I was at St. Mary's covering a volleyball game, bro. I couldn't even tell you.
There's no way that's true. But anyway,
I was covering the preps.
See, this is why this game will be successful, I think, because it will bring back all those 100%. Times, you know, for people.
Yes.
Again, I hope I'm going low 12-15. I hope you can do 15 plus. I think this is the perfect storm. You know, you got the perfect.
If we can't get 15 plus characters. In here, I'll be sad for sure.
Yeah, with St. Jude, remember you do the reunion.
Arkansas,
bring on back the
Penny's
Memphis, Arkansas guys. Like I said, man, Todd and Dwight Stewart, Corey. Bring them back, make it a reunion on
both
sides.
Absolutely, dude. 100%. So, all right, as Jason mentioned, Memphis basketball added a scholarship player yesterday. Another intriguing addition for the Tigers. We'll talk about it when we get back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
ESPN.
VIP Play Tennessee is live. Got a couple NBA games tonight. Potential closeout games. Get over there, bet that tonight. Got two games in hockey. Got tons of baseball. Lots to get into over there on VIP Play Tennessee. Going to have some sweepstakes, obviously, as we get closer to everything being in season. New customers, you bet $5, you get $100 in bonus bets. It is the brand new VIP Play app. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. All right, we're back. Jason and John, Turn FM, ESPN. Okay, so we talked a little bit about the exhibition possibly being on for this season as part of a St. Jude sort of activation, right? It's part of a, deal like that. But also we had some news yesterday with Memphis basketball where the Tigers added a new player and a player on scholarship named Mason Matthews from Lane College, Division II, transfer up. He's from Maumelle, Arkansas. So he's a Maumelle, Arkansas native. He has been at Tyler Junior College. He has been at Southwest. He has been at Clark Atlanta, and he has been most recently at Lane College. He shot over 59 games. He started 50 times, averaged 9 points, 6 rebounds. He averaged about 48% from the field, 41% from three. So that's his game, right? His game is a shooter. He's a big shooter. Coming over from Division II. And as Jason said, perhaps the most interesting thing about Mason is that, indeed, he is of the Caucasian persuasion, which is a rarity at Memphis.
He is.
We don't. We do not recruit a lot of his ilk, at Memphis. So we did try to get one. What was the guy? Tanner Toulson. We tried to get him from, but again, it's... You got to be a special brand of white, right, to come
it,
here.
It seems like it. And yeah. Then when was the last one that was truly impactful?
Austin.
I think you have to go back that far, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, it's like you got to get, you know, it's not going to be like the, if you're going to recruit a white player to Memphis, right, it can't be the, hey, man, it's Tanner Toulson, dude, cowbunga, man.
You mentioned another one that didn't come, right? Wasn't there, the guy with Anu? Was he white?
With who?
Anu, Sam Anu. Wasn't he white?
Oh, Camden, yeah.
Yeah, he was white one.
Yeah, he is.
So we've recruited some.
Yeah, and he came, but he didn't.
Just haven't had any pan out.
Right. David Wingett was Native American, right? So not white in the way that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm sure he appreciates that.
There was some confusion about that when he did
not putting him in this group
because he was a shooter. That was his game. So people just assumed that he was white.
What about before Austin? Johnny Mack?
I mean, yeah, Root. Bro. You're going to have to, like, I know people talk about Root as, like, this cult hero.
Spiva.
Yeah. But, like, nobody, like, no. Like,
Wimmer.
Hank McDowell.
That you're going way back.
I mean.
Now, that was the days of
great white impact.
Yeah, like we just haven't.
On the Tigers.
Now, again, I don't think my bet would be that Mason is not going to join those ranks.
Who can he get to?
I mean.
Give me a ceiling.
Jake McDowell. I mean.
You know what? I'm glad you went. Jake was very useful and, remember, awarded a scholarship at the end. He helped them. And he was impactful. Yeah. In terms of everything he did behind the scenes. I'm glad you said his
this
name.
This is kind of a taboo subject that nobody likes to talk about, but, you know, it just is the reality, you know? Like, we don't have a...
It only makes you uncomfortable.
We don't have a long list, of successful white players that have played at Memphis. It's just not a destination.
We want to root for them.
We do. We always do.
Root.
We embrace them, you know?
Now, Brad...
Like an endangered species.
...wasn't here for the Nathaniel Root days, was he? He wouldn't understand. You're looking at me like you don't understand.
I'm trying to think of when the time was, right? Like, I'm trying to think of...
Was that not early Cal?
Yeah, early Cal.
Like, early Cal.
And Brad got here in, what, 03 or so?
When did you get 04.
Yeah, that would have been before.
It was right before me, I think.
Yeah, that, and the Root would have been before him.
I mean, the place...
The phenomenon.
The people would go, Root!
Yeah.
He was a hero.
He was.
Called hero.
And I think you could put Root, and he's proven this, on Watkins and Brown. Man, he's going to hold his own.
Okay. He was
true Memphian, and that's why he worked.
Now, that's usually the test that we use for NBA draft.
Yes.
But I do think that our guy, Mason Matthews, would pass the Watkins Brown test.
When you have played 2 years, I believe it was, at Southwest?
Yeah, I mean.
He's got a shot.
Dude. You have to pass the Watkins Brown test to play at Memphis.
There's no way you.
I mean, you can't.
The brothers have to respect you first.
100%.
Right, and if you come in there, you know, all Woody Harrelson looking white man can't jump.
Yeah.
And you can't do anything. See, yes. What did Woody do? He ended up backing it up, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
you know, John Camden came in here with like the coiffed hair. You know what I mean? Like he had the he put gel in it. You know, like.
I never really looked at him closely because I figured.
Yeah, wasn't gonna work.
We asked the impact question.
Yeah.
And a lot of guys, man, they sit, and I hope this guy gets a chance to play, because that would be what I would tell him if we're going to talk about this, you know,
yeah,
in a serious manner.
I think the whole conversation is serious.
Recruit a white player and give him a scholarship, it is serious.
100%.
Right, we're going to analyze you.
Yes.
But I
think you get 15 scholarships now, so that's another part of it.
Because of the house settlement.
Yeah, people need to understand that, too. Like, you know, this is maybe not the years past.
Right. It doesn't mean you're not getting Curtis Givens because you're down to, like, you know, you're one or two of the 13. You're going up.
Yeah.
Is what it, apparently this is just understood.
Right.
It's happening.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if Curtis Givens is happening. I don't know if.
Oh, no, I was just saying to 15.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
well,
15 scholars.
Well, you know.
They're close. That's what I'm saying. If it was 13, they'd be close right now. I think it was
I believe it is done that you get 15.
Yes. I know it's generally expected.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I think that's, you know, this is probably one of those deals where he would not have been taken a year ago, but this year you get to take a shot on a guy like this because he could shoot. And he is big. He's 6'8". I mean, he's a big kid. So, I get the, appeal. I just, you know, by default, you always are skeptical about the Division II to
well, the exactly. D1 take jump. Take the race out of it and everything else. It's about that. It's about the jump. You mentioned Jonathan Pierre, you know, who could shoot it at the level that he was on, comes here. Is not able to stay on the floor for the most part, and you can go back and forth on whether it was on coach staff, whatever. It ends up at Belmont, right?
Mm-hmm.
Played well. It's about the level. It's about the level that you're on. And I who knows that Jonathan Pierre couldn't have handled the AAC? Probably could have. But the point is, that's what we don't know. You've done this at Southwest. You've done this at Lane. Can he do it at this level? He's clearly been a good player at every level he's played. He's going up, even to the AAC, up to this level. What they're going to play in conference, in non-conference play, it's up. And so. You know, can he stay on the floor is going to be the question. Can he defend is going to be the question. But I'm eager to see.
Yeah.
I'm eager to see.
You have tweeted, by the way, we were talking about, like, guys you want to bring back for that Arkansas-Memphis exhibition. You know, you mentioned Tyreek, and you did say accurately that I would like to see Sean Banks back.
Yeah, you just it was random, and I just wanted that attributed to you.
Now, it is entirely possible.
Someone is,
is not free. He could be incarcerated. But in the event
that makes me even happier that I attributed it to you.
Yes,
because only you would call up that right to mind that character.
Right.
I love Sean Banks. Had the headband.
Well, Cal did too.
He had the headband. He had the
Cal stood up for Sean.
I mean, a misunderstood soul there, no doubt.
You did have him a little high on the list.
Yeah, I did. I did. But I'm just like when I think about early times when I was watching Memphis basketball, you know, Sean Banks, bro. When Memphis got Sean Banks, it was like, okay, we're cooking now. We're getting dudes.
I hope that everybody I said on there is alive, and I hope everyone is free.
Absolutely.
But first and foremost, alive.
Yes.
Because there's going to be some that we don't want. Remember, there's one.
Yeah.
You knew, you could look in my eyes, you knew who I was talking about.
Yeah, there's the one big red, man.
You had to say his name.
Well, I didn't say his name. I said his nickname. But yeah.
I don't think he can come back.
I don't think he'd come back, but I did appreciate his contributions.
We are going to go where no one else will go. But you're right.
He can't come
back to the reunion.
But he was good for what he did.
Dude, they loved him. Yeah. He's a fan favorite.
Yeah.
I mean, Cal would use him as a hustle. You know, I don't know why I feel like I shouldn't say his name.
Well,
you've already said it.
I said his nickname.
That everyone knows in Tiger Nation who you're talking about when you say
Big Red.
Now, Brad has no clue.
You don't know Big Red, Brad.
No.
And that's what makes it fun. I'm not going to say his government name.
Right.
He may have come out of this, and I hope he has.
I mean,
we have learned some things that were.
Somebody going through rehabilitation? Or
You could say rehabilitation, I suppose, and that would be scientifically accurate.
Okay.
But not the kind of rehabilitation that you're thinking of.
Okay.
It may be the forced kind of rehabilitation.
Yeah, okay. Right, yes.
Anyway, we want free soul. We free people.
Yeah,
and we want yeah.
Maybe come back an ankle bracelet. You know,
he wasn't on my list. So I think he's probably
so he free. Yeah he I don't think he would be able to return anyway even if he wanted to, okay. Because as I'm looking now, he is in the midst of two 15-year concurrent sentences.
That's no good.
That were handed down in 2018.
Again, not free.
Not free.
So we won't even have to send any note, right. You know.
But I think Sean Banks, the crimes he has been doing some stuff, but it's not that it's not as bad, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know where you draw the line in terms of crimes committed, but Sean,
case by case.
I think that's a good one. Sean was charged in 2011 in an incident when it was alleged he had been part of a group of four men who had robbed homes in New Jersey before leading a high-speed chase. He was said to be involved in an offshoot of what had been called the James Bond Gang.
Yeah,
on March 8, 2014, he was issued a warrant for his arrest after failing to appear to sentencing, in which he had agreed to probation, avoiding jail time for assaulting his girlfriend in 2013. You know...
Come back with that.
He was arrested four times in 2013, including an incident in which he burglarized a woman's home in Englewood. Yeah.
I don't care what he's got going on. He can't come back.
I think he probably...
want to keep this positive. Remember, it's for St. Jude.
That's right.
And in fairness to
people
me...
People would like to see him, probably.
In fairness...
John.
To me, on this situation... I did not know this before I invited him back. I wish
you wish there was an edit button on X, huh? Glad I attributed it to you. I knew there was something about that spirit,
right?
That I didn't want to bring home.
It was malevolent.
Yeah,
I could sense it.
Yeah, he had his fair share of issues at Memphis,
but,
right? I mean,
hopefully he's going to come out of what he's in and can be forgiven.
But see, you know, Sean brought that Jersey, New York grit. I mean, he had it. Unfortunately, he never stopped it after he left Memphis. Didn't he get kicked off the team?
Suspended or something.
He was ineligible. That's what it was. No. So he got, And he's had a rough go, man. He's had a rough time in his life. You know, it happens. I mean, sometimes these guys come to Memphis or wherever they go, and they just don't have the best circumstances anyway. And then when they, drift away, it gets even harder. But I do, unfortunately, have to rescind that invite. I got to talk to him. I got to see kind of where his head's at,
Check with Cal.
Trying to clean up things in Memphis, right? Yeah. Our image. So we don't need to contribute. We don't want to import any kind of, additional issues. So, again, we'll have to have those discussions. But, who did you say you want to see? You want to see every Memphian that played at Arkansas So you want to? You want all the Arkansas? You want the Arkansas guys?
It just makes more sense, man. I'm told by an Arkansas fan there'll be 2,000 of them because of the ones that can't get into Fayetteville games.
I believe that. I believe that. 100%.
I mean, and I don't think he's wrong there, just in terms of the want to by them.
Yeah.
Because there's a great level. It's tough to get in games over there.
Yeah. Got to get Anthony Rice back. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen Anthony Rice in a long time.
What are they too old for alumni game?
Probably. Yeah. I think so.
Okay.
I mean,
you only have so long. There's like a statute, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
limitation.
I mean, you're talking about guys
because you're
that,
getting so far removed from some of that. You can't put Todd and Penny out there.
Yeah.
But could you put
I mean, Rodney Carney's 41. So that kind of puts it in perspective.
Yeah, but he's aging like Bron.
No,
he's aging like Bron.
He could play in the post and do all, but like.
I don't want to. You know, I'm not Carney. That's too far removed.
Yeah, yeah.
And we haven't had enough recent guys because we didn't play it.
Mm-hmm.
Right to do it, so we don't need alumni game.
Yeah,
we got enough of an event with
Antonio Anderson would be somebody to see. I'd love to see Antonio.
Oh, the whole 08 team.
Yeah. Well,
the whole 08 team.
Yeah, it seems like Derrick Rose is more.
Yeah, they're cool now.
You know,
if you could get D Rose back, it just takes it to a whole another level. And why wouldn't he come back for this one?
I mean,
he's now one of us
you
in
got
a way
to.
That he had not been.
You got to.
I mean, he was down there for Tony Allen's retirement. He'll certainly come for what would be essentially his own, that team's sort of retirement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jersey retirement.
Harrington tweets Ron Hurey.
I love that Harrington jumped on.
He's no longer with us.
We lost Ron. We lost Ron recently, relatively recently. Yep.
So.
Ron was a great one, man, out of Whitehaven.
I'm too young.
He started the pipe. He helped start the pipeline.
It's very rare that I could say Harry I'm too young for something, but the Memphis Arkansas rivalry.
Oh my God!
I didn't have that. Right, I never had that. I don't even think they've played a game since I've. When's the last time those two teams have even played? 90s.
You got to go back. I think I don't. Don't give me a line. I don't know that they haven't met. In some event. No, that they played in the thing last year
that's
or whatever
right.
it was.
That's right.
There you go.
Yeah. The Bahamas.
It's always something like that.
Yep, you're right.
But as part of a series, a home and home, I would think you have to go back to.
That was their first game in 20 years.
Okay.
There it is. For Atlantis.
There it is.
And then
go back to the 90s.
They had a series. They used to have a home and home series every year.
Was it as recently in the 2000s?
It was 2002-03.
Okay.
Was that Cal?
When it right starting
yeah,
out with Cal
like
before,
first
yeah,
years,
and
yeah.
So he's the one that kind of just that
yeah.
ended it,
yeah.
If that's where it ended,
yeah. It ended with Cal in 2002-03, and then it picked up again only as a one off as part of that battle for Atlantis. So I don't remember any of the.
Yep, we lost Ron in 2022, I believe it was.
But yeah, like if you look at the, I mean Memphis and Arkansas played every year from 91 up until.
All through the 90s, it looks
2003.
Like. Yeah.
Played every year.
Dude, they were intense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Penny knows about it.
And Memphis never won, it looks like.
Oh, no, they won. Vaughn got a tip in. I want to say y'all beat Arkansas in the tournament. I'm saying y'all because I was on the Arkansas side at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I jumped over.
Oh, it's 11. It's literally, the series is 11-11.
There it is. Huh. Yeah. No, there's been Memphis had plenty of success.
We got to get this. We got to get the rubber match, man. We got
this is the one that will get butts in seats. St. Jude's found it here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is the formula. It's good that Cal will, because we said it last year, this would be the way to get Arkansas and Cal. He understands St. Jude's bigger, you know.
Yep.
You go high road, it's about St. Jude. And I love it. Making it about the players is the way to, again, get everybody.
Absolutely.
Get everybody.
Absolutely.
Great stuff.
Looking forward to it, and welcome in to Mason Matthews. Hopefully he can come in, hit some shots with the Tigers, and, you know, we'll see where it goes. All right, we'll come back with the rundown. Got NBA playoffs in at 12:20. Josh Pastner going to join us. Looking forward to it. Stick around. Jason DeJohn, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average.
and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.